Good morning, everyone. It's 2 a.m. on Monday, the 11th of August. It's Ronan's birthday, so happy birthday, Ronan. I'm still up, of course. Whoops, my stomach's rumbling. It's actually gone quite chilly, which is a bit of a relief. I normally sleep with both my windows open. I've only got one open tonight, and it's a little bit on the cool side, actually. But I'm not complaining. We had a nice time over at their dad's this evening. We went left here about 5 o'clock, and we got home about 11. Obi didn't come because he had to go to work. And we had a buffet-type meal. We had, they had some kind of chili burgers, and I had a bean burger, and we had sliced gherkins, jalapeno peppers, and whatever. And they also had some kind of curry chicken and some kind of chicken cooked in stout and ribs. And we had homemade potato wedges, coleslaw, couscous with like sweet corn and stuff in it, and salad. And it was very nice. There was cheesecake and stuff for dessert, but I don't really like desserts much, so I didn't have anything. But I did have a cup of café au lait from their equivalent of the Tassimo, but it's a Nescafé machine. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a funny-looking thing. It's a bit more robust-looking, and it has a lever on the top that can swap from hot to cold, which I think is quite good. I think with the Tassimo, you have to, if you can do cold drinks, I'm not sure, you have to have special discs for that. I thought it looked like a duck, and I said, oh, it looks like a creature. It's like a big round ball, which is like the water tank, and then a smaller ball on the top, and it's got round bits on the sides that are like eyes, and then it's got a bit that you lift up where you lift it up, and then there's another bit that you pull down where you put the pod thing, and that looks like a beak and like a round bit on the front. I'm not quite sure what that would be. Its mouth. Oh, no, not its mouth, because its beak is its mouth, but I'm not sure. But agree with me that it looked like a duck, and it's got a little bit that's, oh, the lever's on the top, and we said that's like a feather sticking up on its head. And they said, trust you to think of something like that, but it did. As soon as I felt it, I said, oh, it's like a creature. It's like a duck. I don't know whether it's meant to look like that. We had a good time, though. I didn't do an audio boo because I was thinking about it, but when we went in, he said, no audio boos, please. I think his wife probably doesn't like it. And as it's in their house, I had to respect their wishes, obviously, so I didn't do any. Oh, I was only going to do one. I wasn't going to do one of them, really. I just wanted to do one of, when we arrived, of them, their dog barking. Because when she retires, she's going to a new home, and I probably won't see her again. That's quite sad. So I wanted some kind of audio version of her. But when we got there, she wasn't there because they'd originally been going away for the weekend and then changed the plans because of the weather. So the prospective new owners had her for the weekend, and so they brought her back at 7 o'clock. So she wasn't there to welcome us anyway. She did welcome us when she came in. She was really excited to see everybody. But that was the only recording I was intending doing anyway. So we got back about 11 o'clock and I had to sort stuff out here. And then I just listened to a few audio boos, and I ought to try and get some sleep soon, I suppose. I brought Obi back a load of the meat. There's ribs and two different kinds of chicken. There's burgers, there's coleslaw, and also a bottle of alcohol. We didn't have any alcohol. I think my ex and Connor might have had something very mild, but I don't even think Connor finished his. And what did I have to drink? Peach and apricot Fanta. I don't very often drink fizzy drinks, but that was okay. And I had water and the coffee. And we just watched TV and talked. And yeah, we had a very pleasant evening, really. It was very nice. And the dogs went mad when we got home, and I wasn't too amused with Niall because we buy these packs of 9 toilet rolls, and they're shea butter. They smell quite nice. I think they're Andrex or something. and we put them down beside the toilet, but Ronan's got this habit of taking them out the packet. Fortunately, there was only a few out the packet, and a new one came yesterday from Tesco, so we just put it in the 9 in the packet. But these, there were 3, I think. And lately, when I leave Niall, he's getting a bit naughty sometimes. He doesn't chew anything up, but he's got this habit of taking things in his bed. And he doesn't very often go upstairs. And I forgot to shut all the doors, because since he's done a few things like that, he hasn't done anything really bad. He's not, you know, he doesn't pinch food or jump up at the worktops or anything like that. He'll just take random things and put them in his bed. And he had brought 2 of the unwrapped toilet rolls. I've told Ronan I'd rather he didn't unwrap them, because the thing is, if you put them on the floor by the toilet, if I don't mind if he puts them up on the windowsill, we've got a very wide windowsill at the back of the toilet. If he puts them up there and they're unwrapped, that's fine. But if you put them down by the toilet and one day there's a leak, one of the pipes leaks or the toilet's leaking, then they're going to be ruined. Or the bottom ones certainly are. So anyway, I said, I'll shut all the doors in future. If I have to leave him, I will remember. Because he didn't ruin them. They're still usable. They're a bit mangled looking, just where he's had them in his mouth. And they weren't wet or anything. You can just peel off the outside bits. But he had them in, he hoards things in his bed. He's got this habit. When we're not there, he takes things and puts them in his bed. I don't know what his idea is. It's quite a recent thing, that is. He's never done it till, I don't know, the last year or so. I think what it is because he thought he was coming. And I could have taken him. But it's the old thing again. I didn't need to take him because we were getting a taxi door-to-door both ways. And then you've got the palaver with the taxi drivers, because even when I rang up and I booked it and they say, oh, are you with or without the dog? You know, so it's obviously whether they, although they're obliged to take the dog, it's still an issue, and they still only dish out the jobs to the drivers that don't mind taking them. So nothing's really changed in that regard, as we've talked about many times on some of the channels and that. But so I didn't really, he came running to the door and I had to send him in. But he wasn't left entirely on his own, because Obi was still here, and Obi didn't leave for another hour after us. So maybe it's because he got left twice. But he wouldn't have gone to the door with Obi, because Obi's never, we'd only ever once taken him out on his own, and that was when I was too unwell to take him to the vets for his checkup in January. So Obi took him for me, but you know, he's never taken him since, so he doesn't think he's going out when Obi goes. So when I went out, he did come running to the door, and I had to say no, go back in. And so whether that's his way of trying to get his own back on me, I don't know. But they wouldn't have minded me taking him over here. They've looked after him before. They looked after him for a weekend once, and they said how well behaved he is and that. So they wouldn't have minded. But it's just the practicalities of the taxi. And then of course poor little Lammy would be left on his own. So, and that happens sometimes anyway. I can't help that. But so that was that really. And We got back at 11 and took the dogs out and just put the dishwasher on and did stuff like that. And then that's it. And then in the morning we've got to be at the clinic with Ronan for 9:15. I have to get his dressings done again. And then they'll make an appointment for a couple of weeks' time, I should think. And my family are coming around in the afternoon. I haven't told them the time yet. I'm going to say about 4 o'clock, and probably they won't get there till 5. So it's a real nuisance for my sister not having the car now. That's an absolute blow, because as I said earlier, I don't think we'll be able to get away on holiday now without the car. But this week's going to be a bit of a difficult one. After Ronan's birthday, it will be fine, I'm sure. But then I'm supposed to go to the dentist Thursday. I keep cancelling it, and I don't know, I might even cancel it this week, because Friday's the day I go to the hospital again, and I have got to have an adequacy test for my dialysis to see. You have to have it once a year to see if it's working properly or how well it's working. And you have to do, the day before, you drain all your bags out and you actually keep them and take them to hospital so that they can test them and see how much came out. And you also have to get a bottle and you have to collect your urine for 24 hours so they can see how much of that you pass as well. And I'm not bothered about any of that really, but the bit I'm bothered about is I've also got three other appointments. I've got not a specific appointment, but Obi and I have got to see the transplant coordinator to see what the way forward is about that. And I've got two tests which I'm really not looking forward to. One is a chest x-ray and the other one is like a Doppler scan where they look at all my blood vessels in my arms and stuff like that. It's where it's all the blood vessels that kidneys have to connect to. To make sure that they're okay for an operation. And then on the 18th, which is the following Monday, I've got a doctor's appointment up there again, so I think I'll get the results of that. And it's just my two-monthly check-up again anyway, but I think they'll probably have some of the results back from the Friday's tests. But I'm just not really looking forward to it. I hate being prodded and poked around with, and you know, I like to know what's going on straight away. I hate waiting for the results of stuff, so I'm not really looking forward to it greatly. I'll be glad when this week and Monday of next week are over, and then we can decide the way forward and see what our options are. Anyway, I think I better go and dialyse now and then try and get some sleep, and I will speak to you all soon, I'm sure. Well, sure, I'll be back later today with Roland's birthday celebrations. Bye for now.